שרשימו למויל או ירוימו שני החסנועים אוכל משוכן אומר רב חונן ברמי, אומר שמואל לשון הדרך הזו, he learned that לשם מכירים זה זה, the two guests do not know one another. אבל מכירים, if they recognize זה זה one another, then also, then you can eat at the same table, him eating flesh is eating milchiks. Because we're afraid he'll give you some and you'll give him some. תני נמי הוכי, we learn at this also, תני נמי הוכי, רבי שמואל נמי אומר, they zach to know him, two guests, שנצערכו לפונגך, they went to the same inn to sleep. Zerbo, מנצוף, this one comes from the north. The zebra, this one comes from the south, Bunadorim, Zebo Bechatichosai, the Zebo Bigvinosai. One comes with a piece of meat teeth, one comes with a piece of cheese. Oichle and Ashokolech are allowed to eat on the same table. Zebo Zegvina, being Christian, we're not afraid. Because since they do not know one another, we're not afraid one will give the other one teeth, and therefore they're allowed to eat together on the same table. Now the Gemara ends off, La Yosu was only said that it's also Ela Betfisa Achas. But three sachas means that the mamish eating, Rashi says, the krach echod mamish together. They're eating together the same, from the same portion. That's who it's also. So what is the question? Three sachas, like about it, was one portion. To the have me to say that's when it's also. And mamishim, it's only, and then it's also. Because it's our shulchan echod, like Rashi says, then it should be us even without a shulchan. And rather came three sachas. It means like they're eating together, meaning to say it's only us when they know one another, when they're friendly to one another, then there's the gzera, one will give the other one teat. But like this case, they do not know one another, then it's mutter teat on the same table, one is cheese and one is meat. Oh, Malay Rav Yema Bashalim Yole Abaya, Shneyach, what's going to be? We have two brothers. Umak Pidim Zel Zed, they don't get along with one another, they're angry with one another. Now, are they allowed to eat together on the same table? Or Malaysia said back to him, no, it should be also, because otherwise Yermu people will say, Kol ha-sarikin ha-surim. This is Shalom Gemara and Psochin, where you let him make your matzah with designs on it. The question is, you make a sarikin, means like a crack, a design on the matzah, we're afraid, while you're doing that, it may become chometz. Even though there are some people that are very big bikim, not to do it will and will not become chometz, so that we cannot allow, because Yom people say, call last week and assume everybody to make these designs on the matzah also. Or Sarike Basis Mutam, and you want this one house of Basin to be mutter to do it, even though they're well bekeem and they won't become the chomets, we can't do that. We have to make a light plug. Say, yes, even though they're two brothers, even though they're angry with one another, still we do not let them eat together on the same table. For if one is eating meat and one is eating cheese. For the more time, according to your reasoning, Hod the Yom Rabbas, other Rabbas, he said, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mi Shema Yelo Cholok Echad. Somebody only has one shirt, that's all. So Lachu is then Mutal Chapsa B'Chol Shemayit. Even though like he washed it before Yom Tov, but it became dirty on Chol Hamoed, so he's allowed to wash it over again on Chol Hamoed. Even the other people are not allowed to wash their clothing on Chol Hamoed. So the question is why? Why is he Mutal to wash his clothing on Chol Hamoed? That's how the things they were like. Yom people will say, Kol Asrik and Asurim. And with everybody else, it's also like to do this week and make this design in your matzah. I mean to say, here is everybody else, not allowed to wash their clothing. Or Sriki Baisus Mutarim, and there's one mishpach of Sriki and they're allowed to. Rashi said, Linyan Matzah is the Pesach Tanya. And there's some Sriki and Amitsuyor and the Pesach to make like designs on the matzah. The Neshisha Shayla, that's the lady that's making it, has to take time out. Or Mechat Motzim, afraid to become Chametz in between. And even though there was one baker, Baisim, that he knew how to do it well, still was a light plug. So who here also, how could we let this one person to wash his shirt on Chol Hamoed? It should be a light plug. Just like everybody else is Rossi, he also should be also. And the Gemara answers, no. Ha'oma ma ba'ravashi, izura mechir cholov. Here it's different. Izura mechir cholov means that he's the tamid who kavur b'chalukai. He's always wearing like his gartle around him. His belt around him, Rashi says, "Kushut poishet chalukah." He takes off his shirt, v'leivish cholak achar, not leizu mizeh, v'kovu bezeh. He takes off the belt from one person to the other. Bezeh shein le achar doesn't have another belt. Mechabse in izu, he washes with the belt. V'rei kushut mechabse v'izu imoy. Somebody sees him washing with the belt, yet then everybody will know shein lechol. He has no other shirt, and that's why it's mutter for him to wash his shirt even in Chol Hamoed. Usually there's such a dinner below a plug that we can't allow one person to do it, even though the town doesn't apply to him, or they're up to other people. Only here, by washing the clothing and Chol Hamoed, here there's a special letter. Here it's okay, but all the places Taka it's also. That's the loch over here, that two people that know one another, they're not supposed to be on the same table, him milchiks, him fleshiks. Unless there's some hecker in between, there has to be a different tablecloth. You have to have a hecker to make sure to not eat one from the other. So just a kitzvik aloch again about two of the doyim we had, that about you have to use a kli, it has to be a kli that shalem, you have to start out with a rias of water, and it has to be coming mikoyach gavra, it has to come from the person himself pouring the water. Now, what's going to be about? We had the shal about using a mapa, using a towel around your finger, so the mechaber says in Kisim and Kufsam and Gimel, that in main Maya Mitzum in front of you, you have no water to be found in front of you. The Roch Yosem Miaba Milin, 4 miles away, a lach of mil, then Yito Yodaba Mapa, then you're allowed to take your hands and wrap it around with a towel. The Yoicho Pasik, read bread, a dovish to food, the mashka. So mashma only in case we don't have any water. But mokim you have water that's nimsa, then you should not be samech on this. The lechatchilu you should not be samech to wrap your hands around with a towel, because we're afraid maybe you come to touch the food still. Therefore, you should always wash your hands first. Then Mechaber says that hamachol achem, if you feed somebody else, so the one that's feeding does not have to wash his hands, but the one that's eating, even though he's not touching the food, still he does have to wash his hands. But that's at the corner. Whenever you eat food, whenever you eat bread, you have to wash your hands first. All right, we'll stop here.